The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for Increased Understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage on The Takeaway is supported in part by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.
The storyline of the GOP race has been a little bit like a carnival game so far. Imagine balloons, a whole bunch of balloons released at the same time. One starts to float to the top, a dart gets thrown. That one drops down, another one is allowed to rise to the top. Michelle Bachmann, you'll remember, won the Ames straw poll, but then Rick Perry entered the race, took the top spot, then Herman Cain, now Newt Gingrich, who took the top spot in the Tea Party straw poll on Monday. But nationally, enthusiasm for the former Speaker of the House seems to be fading, and it may be time for someone else to take the lead. Perhaps Texas Congressman Ron Paul. He's out in front in the Iowa caucus right now and expected to have a strong finish in New Hampshire as well. Much of his support in every time that he has run for president has come from grassroots organizers like Alex Beltramo, who joins us now, an independent game developer in San Francisco. Beltramo created a web-based role-playing game called Dungeoneers, in which the first quest you were asked to or try to slay a white dragon, and then, Alex, you contribute $5 in support of Ron Paul. Is that how it works?
Yes, that is how it works. Although I do ask first.
Whether or not they want you to donate $5.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, so how many people have played this game?
Well, about 5,000 have played, and about half that many have slain the dragon and said that they'd like the $5. Donated to the Ron Paul, in support of Ron Paul.
Okay, and what amount does this go up to? How much are you willing to donate?
Well, we're actually about halfway, so I'd say the goal is $25,000.
Okay, so did you support Ron Paul in his previous two presidential nomination bids?
No, I didn't. I really wasn't aware of him until the last, 4 years ago in those debates, but I wasn't really ready for his ideas. I just didn't take him seriously. I was still more optimistic, I guess, in the federal government being able to solve our problems. And so it wasn't really until earlier this year that I looked at him again. And, I went on to YouTube. I watched a bunch of videos. And that's when I was just, taken by the fact that here was someone that's been, for 20 years warning us about all these things and speaking the truth and speaking honestly. And I just felt like, wow, you hear someone, this is what we want, a true statesman, and we've been ignoring them.
So that's interesting. Alex Beltramo, independent game developer in San Francisco, as your support for Congress or your support for the government, I guess, went down, your support for Ron Paul went up, right?
Well, yeah, I wouldn't phrase it support for the government. I would say confidence or belief that the way to address our problems is through the federal government. But I think that over time there have just been, whether it's the whole housing bubble and the Fed's involvement, or whether it's just showing that government stimulus doesn't work, or these wars that kind of go on and on, they've all kind of reinforced the things that Ron Paul has been saying. And so they're definitely related. And I think that it kind of shows that, perhaps ground-up solutions are more effective than top-down solutions.
All right, that's Alex Beltramo, a Ron Paul supporter at this point, and his web-based game is called Dungeoneers, where you can slay a dragon and have Beltramo contribute $5 to Ron Paul's campaign. Also with us is Benji Sarland, staff reporter at Talking Points Memo, and his campaign blog, TPM 2012. Benji, I have to ask you, David Kurtz at Talking Points Memo, your site, wrote, Ron Paul still has no shot of winning, but that doesn't mean he's not a factor. No shot of winning still, even if he wins Iowa?
No shot of winning still. The trouble with Ron Paul is that he has a very dedicated core of supporters, and they make up a significant percentage of the Republican Party. But for probably about 75 to 80% of the party, he has a bunch of views that are sort of antithetical, no way, no how. The big area is foreign policy. You normally think of the Republican Party usually as I wouldn't say jingoistic, but they believe in, a robust military, a robust military operation abroad. A lot of Ron Paul's most important appeal to his followers is that he's for a much more modest isolationist approach. So that means withdrawing military bases, not getting involved in foreign policy abroad, especially as it relates to Israel, for example, which has only become more popular among most other Republicans. So that's. But then there's the additional issue, which is that Ron Paul has ties to the militant fringe that just do not quite exist, even for some of the more more right-wing Tea Party candidates. He's sort of in a class from his own. There's a tendency of people to think of him, they hear he's the anti-Iraq Republican, and assume he must be the last moderate there. But it's actually, in many ways, the reverse. Ron Paul comes from a very, very fringe element of the party that usually is associated with the John Birch Society, militias in the 90s, the movement that spawned Timothy McVeigh. This is very much the scene that he comes out of, but and he's arrived at these views from that perspective.
But that sounds like you feel like he's setting himself up to become a spoiler, a la Ralph Nader or Ross Perot.
Exactly. Because he comes from this specific sort of fringe area, he also attracts an extremely dedicated core because there's no other market in the Republican Party for his kind of ideas and the kind of culture he represents. It's very appealing to a lot of people, especially young people, to have someone so ideologically pure, who's very smart, very consistent. He does not seem corrupted by politics. He's very much outside the normal political system. But yes, this is not easy for him to win, but he can influence the race because, one, if he takes votes away from some of the candidates who do have a chance of winning, he could have a big impact. So, for example, it was starting to turn into a two-way race to some degree between Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney. But Ron Paul has been hitting Newt Gingrich harder than almost any other candidate in Iowa, and it's really starting to show. Gingrich is crashing in the polls.
Yeah, well, let me ask you, Alex Beltrama, I got to give you the last word here. Do you see Ron Paul as fringe and absolutely unable to win?
No, I don't. The first thing is I represent someone who was kind of a hawk person and was very strong military, and I've changed my views about that based just on watching the course of events.
You're definitely an example of someone who was not a Ron Paul supporter and was won over. Maybe there are others out there. Alex Beltramo, independent game developer in San Francisco. His web-based game is called Dungeoneers, and Benji Sarlin is a staff reporter at Talking Points Memo. Thanks to both of you.